In the past few years, there's been an abundance of movies about the Vietnam War, but Glory is a new film about a regiment in the Civil War. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
A lot of the credit for what's good about Glory ought to go to its source. Not the producer Freddie Fields, as many reviewers have claimed, but someone far more intriguing, Lincoln Kirstein, the founder and longtime director of America's finest dance company, New York City Ballet. Kirstein is, among many other things, a Civil War buff, and the author of a book called Lay This Laurel, about the 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry. The 54th was a black regiment in the Union Army, and it was led by the young white Boston Brahmin, Robert Gould Shaw. The story of Shaw's regiment has long been regarded as among the most heroic chapters in the history of the Civil War. Shaw trained his men long and hard, refused to allow them to be used merely as labor behind the front lines, and finally died along with half his men at the unsuccessful assault on Fort Wagner in 1863. Kirstein asked his friend, the young screenwriter Kevin Jarre, to whip together a script about Shaw and the 54th for director James Ivory. Jarre's major previous film credit was the original script for, of all things, Rambo. But by all accounts, he did a smashing job on Glory. 5 years later, however, under the direction of Edward Zwick, the co-creator of 30-something, the result is a good deal less smashing. Glory is stiff and old-fashioned and cliched, and also occasionally moving. Everyone in it is so terribly, terribly noble that even the most predictable scenes can make the heart involuntarily swell, like this one.
You men enlisted in this regiment on the understanding that you would be paid the regular army wage of $13 a month. This morning I have been notified that since you are a colored regiment, you will be paid $10 a month.
Yeah, Uncle Abe got himself a real bargain here.
That's right. Tear it up.
If you men will take no pay, then none of us will.
That's Matthew Broderick as Colonel Shaw, a piece of miscasting that nearly ruins the movie. Broderick is more stilted and uncomfortable here than I've ever seen him, and his accent lists foggily between stage Southern and stage Shakespearean. In any case, it sounds all wrong on a purported Boston boy. The regiment he commands is a collection of stereotypes from a Bomber Squad movie. There's the religious one who turns out to be a crack shot, the rebellious one who learns to be the bravest of them all, the elderly sage who keeps the boys in line, and finally the wimpy intellectual who gradually gets toughened up. All of them are well played, especially by Denzel Washington as the rebel and Morgan Freeman as the sage, but they never quite come to seem anything other than what they really are, stock figures meant to personalize the regiment and give us some stake in their drama. Director Zwick does well by the battle scenes. They're realistic and harrowing and scary, and they amply demonstrate the futility and meaninglessness of battle. But in between, the movie contradicts them, orating and pontificating about the worthiness of the cause these poor soldiers are about to die for. As the James Horner score trumpets and soars, you feel oddly displaced, as though you were watching one of those World War II movies made to keep American fighting spirit aflame. Glory is a film out of time. It seems to be aimed at a world that never lived through Vietnam and the atomic age, a world that never questioned the value and efficacy of war.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.